This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Final segment with Paul Joseph Watch as we kick off the second hour here. We've got other jam-packed 3 hours lined up for you here today. Paul, you were getting into the famous French intellectual, not even a right-winger, coming out with a best-selling book that came out the day Charlie Hebdo got shot up for their satirical cartoons. They do them against Jesus, against Buddha, against everybody, and that's their right, free speech. And I noticed when I was over in the UK for 7/7, 14 years ago with you, that I'd just be filming Big Ben or whatever, and Muslims would walk over in their nightgowns and say, "You do not do that!" Like, they thought I was a Brit, who were so polite, I guess they bow down, and I'd start yelling back at them. I don't even hate Muslims. I just love being pushed around. But it seems the niceness of the French, the niceness of the Brits, the niceness of the Germans, everybody's been told to stay in their houses, water cannons, police running women over, but you're told that the Muslims can do whatever they want. I mean, I saw the footage of Muslims say execute the homosexuals, but if a Christian street preacher got arrested a few days ago, we can roll that footage over this, he got arrested for simply saying that it's in the Bible, it's not good to be homosexual. I mean, seriously, it's like it's free game and open season on indigenous populations of Europe. What's going on? And finish up your point about Charlie Hebdo.
Yeah. Charlie Hebdo, Michel Houellebecq, famed French author and intellectual, published the book, so he'd already written it. It was published on the day of the Charlie Hebdo massacre, and he predicted that there would be so much discord and violence because of these Muslim communities that have not been integrated and that hate France, allied with the left-wing protest movement, by the way. ISIS literally puts out in their manifesto that they can make an alliance with the left-wing because they also hate France and the West to bring it down. So he puts out a book on the day of Charlie Hebdo warning that the contrived solution to all this would be a Muslim government in a coalition with a left-wing government that takes power and promises to get it all under control. Now, the first part of that happened. What's interesting is that his book after that, his subsequent book after submission, was called Serotonin. And that predicted, because of the brutal crackdown, not on these migrant Muslim populations that will riot and burn down cities for days on end, will attack people in the streets, but on the Yellow Vest movement and the working class populist movement in France, as a result of that crackdown, which is the only crackdown that's taking place in France, there will be further radicalization, not even on the right, but just amongst disaffected working class people in France, especially out in the countryside, in the farming community. Now, that's being percolated down into support for Marine Le Pen, who has supported this letter by the military generals. So whether there's a political solution to this remains to be seen. But should Le Pen run in the next election, which it looks like she's going to do, she may give Macron a close run for his money if he doesn't pay attention to this problem, which from all indications is not taking place. So there could still be a political solution, but if not, as Houellebecq predicted, and he predicted the first part of it, it could only lead to more balkanization, violence, and in fact, as the generals warn, civil war.
And while we're all fighting with each other, the globalists are rolling out their world government takeover. In closing, they admit in a lot of the Davos Great Reset documents that the Great Reset's meant to shut down populists like Trump, Bolsonaro, and then make people like the British Prime Minister, who claimed he was a patriot, get in line, which obviously Boris Johnson has done. And so really, the lockdown is about punishing nationalists and patriots and populists and making us forget about us, you know, complaining about wanting our freedoms back because we're just busy trying to get outside our house. It's basically martial law by the globalists.
Yeah, and by the same token, on the same point of these parallel societies being allowed to be created, the French government literally came out before the first coronavirus lockdown, the Ministry of the Interior, and said that it shouldn't be enforced in these migrant ghetto areas. So again, literally creating a separate law where the enforcement, the lockdown, the oppression imposed on us is not imposed on them because they're a specially protected class.
Summit.news, I love checking out the site. Glad you're out there, Paul. We're proud of the work you're doing at Summit.news and collaborating with InfoWars.com. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Alex.
got a story up there. It's also on Infowars.com. Hysterical imbeciles cancel the latest Jeopardy champion. You know, okay symbol. That's all the... I recently ran an ad where we played a cavalry bugle call in the background, and I made the point that, hey, the cavalry is here, but it's really true. Listeners are incredible, and when we're able to keep these great products in stock, we were able to fund ourselves last year and actually dig ourselves somewhat out of a hole that we've been in because I expanded so much for the 2020 election. But thanks to you, we're still on air. But now, because of the shutdown in production and because of slowdowns with the whole COVID lockdowns of the supply chain, a lot of our best-selling products have not been available for months and months and months. Some for 6 months. Some have been discontinued. But the cavalry is here now in our funding, because a lot of these products are finally coming back in. Prostaguard, Vasobeats, Alpha Power, and of course Bodies Ultimate Tumor Formula are all in our top 10 best sellers. Our second best seller is Bodies Ultimate Tumor Formula, 95% curcuminoids. It is back in stock right now, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. So really, you are the cavalry when you order these products at InfoWarsStore.com. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and we've got a jam-packed transmission. We're now into hour number two. We've got a lot of guests coming on for only one segment today to give us updates on what's happening. Next segment, the biggest news yet in the whole COVID martial law world government takeover. It's now official. They're parroting from the BBC to CNN to ABC Australia that you will get your freedom when you have your vaccine. The moment of freedom for you is when you get your vaccine. These are the quotes everywhere, and it gets even crazier. Top scientists, epidemiologists, you named, are coming out saying, Yale medical doctors, that the majority of people in the hospitals now are from the vaccine, and they're telling people that they have COVID. Wow. We predicted that. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. But I wanted to get Artur Pulaski, or Art Pulaski, the great preacher that feeds over 1,000 homeless people a week and who has his little church that's been raided a bunch by the provincial police and others, and now the SWAT team, to give us an update, streetchurch.ca. He was on Monday. Their services are coming up this weekend. They may try to lock the church up like they've done many others. He's saying he's going to go to one of the places like Walmart or wherever. He's going to announce it via email to his flock. And so they'll have it where they do allow it. Because you see, they're allowing games in Europe. They're allowing Ranger games in Texas. They're doing stuff all over. They have UFC stuff in Florida. Europe's opening back up. But churches particularly are being targeted and, of course, Jewish conservative synagogues. And so here's the headlines. Calgary court issues warrant permitting police to, quote, do anything necessary to enter pastor's church and arrest him. Daily Wire reports Calgary police obtained secret warrant to use, quote, any force necessary to disrupt church services. So talk about jumping the shark. Thank you for joining us, Pastor, to give us an update. What are the latest developments?
Thank you very much, Alex, for having me in. Yes, it's absolutely crazy. They're pushing. But I think the people are starting to push as well. Tomorrow is our next church service, and I've had hundreds of people saying that they're coming tomorrow to the church service. So if you're in Calgary area, come and support us. They're going to surround the church, and they're going to stay after our dead body. What happened was, which is incredible, the police and the health inspectors received a permission from a judge to use any force necessary. And the judge's name, that's even more fascinating in the story, is David Gates. Out of 7 billion names, they have found a judge that is a family of Bill Gates, I don't know, David Gates, the judge here in Calgary, gave them permission to enter anytime they want with whomever they want during church service from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. any day, anytime, and they can use any force that they wish that is necessary, and they can arrest me. Listen to this. The judge is giving the law enforcement authorization to do anything necessary to carry out the arrest, including the use of as much reasonable force as may be necessary to make the arrest and without a warrant. You see, they're saying to you and me that they can come to my house and arrest me without warrant. They don't need a warrant anymore. The judge says so. The judge is God, and the judge says, you don't need
Well, they're doing this under the general declaration of an emergency, which when you have an emergency that gets rid of all the basic rights, that has a name. It's called martial law.
That's exactly what they're doing. And they can make an arrest without warrants to enter any place, and where on reasonable grounds law enforcement believes that the offending person may be found. Actually, right now, while we are alive, live here on TV, I can be arrested at any moment. They can break the door to my house. They can break the door to my office, and they can come and arrest me, handcuff me, and throw me in jail for my terrible crime. Excuse me, what? I opened the church, and I prayed with people, and I worshiped with people. That's my crime today in a free and democratic society.
What about Doug Ford, the premier over in Montreal? He's super unpopular. He came out and declared total martial law, can't be on the street anytime, we're going to question you. And people got really, really upset, so they came out and gave a press conference and basically apologized and backed off because the police said, we're not going to enforce martial law. That term was even used. So it seems like some sanity is starting to pop up here and there. Why are the police so happy in your area and in other areas with other churches to put fences up around them and to behave like something out of Soviet Russia?
Because the mayor, the homosexual Muslim mayor, Nahed Nemshi, threatened to defund the police. He took $20 million out of the police budget. And then after a backlash, she gave them back the $20 million.
Well, that's what it is, exactly. The left everywhere is holding the police hostage by the purse strings. They don't want to get rid of the police. They want the police shutting down churches, not stopping carjackers.
That's exactly what is happening right now. The crime in the city of Calgary is like three times more than it was before. And yet you got such a huge amount of police, 100 police officers during our Christmas celebration. Now you got a gang, a suppression team, a SWAT team harassing not the drug dealers, not the murderers, gangsters. No, they're coming to suppress, to attack.
Well, that's huge. They've got the gangs. So I saw in the news, your crime rates tripled. Super bad murders, robberies, rapes. But because the gang suppression units at your church. Oh, my. They're calling your church a gang. Wow. A criminal organization. So they're literally criminalizing churches now.
That's exactly what is happening. I mean, I can't even, with a clear conscience, call this, you know, this beloved country of mine a democracy, because it's not democracy anymore. It's a police state. Our rights have been taken away from us, so we can't do anything anymore. Right now, the premier of Alberta said that he's going to penalize those that are getting tickets for not wearing a mask.
And don't you love, while they're committing these crimes, they're masked men. It's a cult.
Yes. And you know what they said? The premier just announced that they're going to penalize you. They're going to take your driver's license away, and they're going to take your insurance registry for your vehicle if you're not wearing a mask.
Oh, now in Europe, I know they're saying you can wear one in the car in Germany. Is that in the car or outside of you don't? It's a social credit score. They're going to take your car. Basically,
you know, I mean, when is going to be enough? When, you know, where are you going to rise up, people?
Well, I mean, notice the masks are never going away. I told people they're never going to end this until people say no.
That's right. We'll never say. What we know about bullies, that bullies, they will never stop bullying until you stop the bullying. And that's what it needs to happen. Three words. No, get out. No, get out.
Well, even the New York Times and Homeland Security saying it's a crisis that Christians won't take the vaccine. It's not a vaccine. It is a Franken genetic reengineering program.
That's exactly what it is, and it's killing now more people than the so-called virus did, and it's a total crisis right now. It's unbelievable, and I receive phone calls from left and right, and the doctors and nurses are calling me, and they said, this is insanity. This is a genocide. That's how they're referring to what is happening.
Our email is full of doctors and lawyers and teachers and nurses, and we call them. They send us the evidence where they are giving people shots, and people are dropping dead at the vaccination centers. And it's not just from the COVID shot. Suddenly the flu shots are killing a bunch of people. Something's going on here.
Yes, yes. We knew that. We knew that Gates announced a few years ago that he wants to eliminate 6.5 billion people. Now I got the judge, Gates, that is issuing illegal orders against the Constitution, the Charter of Rights and Freedoms. We know something is going on, and Christians has always been in opposition to genocide and evil. So I think that's why they're cracking on us so hard, because we're exposing them. We're bringing the light into darkness, and they absolutely hate that. They hate the truth.
Well, what's the Bible verse, Pastor? I forget that the gates of hell shall not prevail against Christ's church.
That's exactly. That's why tomorrow I'm opening the church. Tomorrow I'm going to be preaching. And if I am to go down, let the whole world see what is happening in the city of Calgary, in this beautiful country of ours, Canada. And at least let there be thousands of people witness.
That's right. So you're having Saturday Sabbath services. Tell us what time and where. People can go to the website as well. Art Pulaski, streetchurch.ca.
9:30 in the morning, and the address is 4315 26th Avenue Southeast. We just changed the building. It's a bigger building, 4315 26th Avenue Southeast. Welcome to come and stand with us in solidarity, because that's what we need. We need to have another solidarity movement in this country and all around the world.
That's right. The resistance starts now. They're not going to back off. We've got to come together peacefully and say no. God bless you. Pastor, let us get an update on my Sunday show of what happened, please, sir, okay?
God bless you.
God bless. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Thank you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all all over the world with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Report that's going to be posted in the next 20 minutes to band.video that we worked on for a while because there's so many examples of it. I only wanted a few minutes of it, but it's 9 minutes of it. And it's going to be titled Proof Joe Biden Has Dementia, May 2021. That's a good way to put it. Or Spring 2021. Just so people know this is a new update. Or just breaking, total proof Joe Biden has dementia. And it's been completely handled. He has permission for everything. It's just insane. And he admits, while he has dementia, that he stole the election. It's just unbelievable. So I have so many guests. I'm not going to have time to air this on the show today. But there's so much you don't see that's at band.video. But the site is exploding thanks to you sharing the links. And that just shows that the fighting spirit of humanity is there. Share the articles, the videos from Infowars.com, from band.video, to everyone you know, and tell them to share it. That causes the chain reaction distribution by proxy that James O'Keefe was in studio with us last week talking about. Now, I'm going to get more into this with a medical doctor that joins us in hour three. But let me just read to you these headlines. If you're a radio listener, TV viewers can see this. Look at this. And then I'm going to play clip four. And this is the new talking point. On the Australian, European, UK, US, Mexico, doesn't matter. The moment of freedom for you is when you get vaccinated. But then you still got to wear the mask, and it doesn't protect you. It's insane that the whole thing was meant to be a bear trap, a tar baby. And I told you that 14 months ago. I told you Fauci was behind the Wuhan lab 14 months ago. I told you they'll never take the mask off. I told you they'll tell you it doesn't protect you from the flu or from the normal cold because it's a plan. They pick the common cold because you can never fix it. But now the majority of people in hospitals, sick and dying, have been vaccinated. And they're having to admit that. That's why Fauci's like, well, you still have to wear the mask forever because there's other variants. It's not variants. It doesn't work. People are dying from being indoors. They're dying from being unhealthy. They're dying from not having the proper vitamins and minerals that are essential. They're dying from depression. But they're mainly dying from the bizarre giant genetic engineering experiment. These are not vaccines. They are a medical device. They are a drug. They are a genetic engineering drug. They could never get approved for 10 years anywhere in the world. But the Chinese went ahead with it and approved it, so everybody else got in line. It's not officially approved. It's been given emergency authorization. And now they get everybody to commit the crime to give it and to have the media push it and the doctors push it and the nurses push it and the schools push it and everybody gets involved. The churches push it. And now everybody's on board for the mass disease and death that's going to happen. And they predict you'll go under Stockholm syndrome because they'll suppress other voices that tell the truth. And you will now submit to actually allowing everyone, including yourself, to be diseased, crippled, maimed, soft-killed, and finally murdered. The globalists told you they're going to depopulate you. Wall Street Journal headlines, billionaires meet in secret to discuss world government for depopulation, and they came upon tainted inoculations that kill you slowly. But if it's strong enough to kill you in 5 years, and some in a year, some in 6 months, some are going to die that day, that week. Because like Gates said, it's going to have to be strong enough. Some people are going to get really sick right away because it's meant to kill you down the road. Snake bite doesn't usually kill you in 10 seconds. Kill you in a, depending on the type of snake, in a day, a week, a month. First, your leg's got to rot off. So, here is the CNN operative. The analyst says White House should tell Americans the moment of freedom for you is when you get vaccinated. But it's not even a vaccine. It's a criminal gene therapy that doesn't even work. I'll play that and then this. Bombshell. 60% of new COVID patients are vaccinated. Dr. Harvey Reich, very respected Yale medical doctor, on new patients diagnosed with the coronavirus, more than half have been vaccinated. And they're having autoimmune diseases. They're having allergic responses. And the hospitals are being told, call it COVID. And, of course, they test positive for it because the PCR test is set up just like Theranos did to say everybody's got it. Theranos told millions of people they had cancer that didn't. They wouldn't have surgeries. And the hospitals pay and bring in Theranos because they want to chop your lung out when it's not needed. It's total criminal greed. Because why not? You deserve to be depopulated anyways. See how it works? See how it's only certain hospitals that have all the deaths? Because most hospitals aren't converted over to the pure evil yet. This is a scientific takeover plan. Here she is.
To you about this yesterday, about, you know, why not more clear delineation of what can change now for those who are already vaccinated. His answer was that, you know, community spread is still too high in the view of the CDC in some places, but he does believe that as we see that graph continue to come down, that there are going to be more relaxations coming soon. He mentioned in workplaces, he mentioned for travel, and I wonder how significant you think that is.
I definitely think it matters. I think, though, that the approach that Dr. Fauci and President Biden have been taking is a societal approach. They're saying there is the light at the end of the tunnel for all of us together. And when we can reduce the level of infection in the community, increase vaccination rates, that's when, at some point, hopefully soon, but at some point, we can relax the restrictions. I don't know if that works for many Americans. For many people, it probably does work to say, yes, we're in this together. It's patriotic. We're doing this together. But I think a lot of people are thinking kind of selfishly, thinking, what's in it for me? And they're not willing to wait until this elusive herd immunity. If we can tell those individuals who otherwise would not get vaccinated, if we say to them, the moment of freedom for you is when you get vaccinated, when you reach the two-week mark, these are people who otherwise might not be vaccinated. So let's give them that incentive.
And that's what they're all saying across the world. That was always the plan. And it's going to be forced, folks. Once they get a majority to do it, they're going to say, oh, things would open, but you wouldn't do it, so there's still COVID-19, which they set a computer to claim everybody has. And then when you die, the other viruses and things they're actually releasing, or people are dying from the vaccines, they're not just going to die 6 months from now or 2 years from now, like the ferrets died in a couple months. That's for humans a couple of years out, because ferrets don't live as long. So they do animal studies to say they'll die quicker, but it's usually the same. So, you know, if a dog dies in a week, humans will probably die in 6 months. If a ferret dies in a month, humans will die in a year. That's how it works. If a rat dies in a week, a human dies in 6 months, a year. They know what they're doing. They know what they're doing. And there's a name for you can have your freedom back once you do what I say. It's called being held hostage. It's called terrorism. It's called the definition of being a prisoner. But it's okay because all the corporate spokespersons for this are women. That's why all the Hollywood movies, the women are the boss. All the Hollywood movies, the hero are women. Nothing to do with women. It's so you get used to seeing women as the authority. So the system goes out and hires women so they look non-threatening. Or they put men in a wig and dress up like a clown and go, I'm here for your children. I'm a convicted pedophile, but I'm not a man. I'm a lady with a heart on. See, it's all just, oh, look, it's pink sweater Bill Gates. Oh, it's a drag queen. Oh, it's a Chinese lady. Ah. It was guys in uniforms, we'd fight back. We're being taught to fight the police, you see. Because this is a new type of war.
14 months ago, I began to say on the broadcast every day, when the first world collapses, the third world dies. We have such a complex civilization with so many billions of moving parts that when you shut down the first world, it causes a chain reaction that will devastate the third world and really hurt the first world. Well, now you're hearing about gas shortages all over the United States. And that's because the companies and the systems and the drivers that could barely get the job done before delivering gas have been shut down. Plus, the Keystone Pipeline's been shut down, along with other pipelines. The left is now blowing up dams across the U.S. We're being shut down. Our coal power plants are off as well. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare to be a total slave. The third world is imploding as well. The borders have been removed. Until you wake up, and this is a globalist Chi-Com takeover, Great Reset, you have no hope. They're announcing that there will be less than two-thirds the gas needed this summer. So they told you that you're under lockdown one way or another, and CNN laughed at you and your family.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We sail through deep space, our blue jewel, orbiting that beautiful yellow star. Well, we're having him on a lot because he's doing a lot. He's representing folks that have been arrested for just simply exercising their free speech and being in D.C. He's representing families and groups that are suing because they're getting rid of religious exemptions to vaccines in Connecticut and other states. And I also want to get his take on the announcements that have been made within 1 week of Biden being in office in January of this year
now 4 months ago, 3.5 months ago, that they're going to use the CIA and intelligence agencies to disrupt the Trump networks that attack the Capitol. So if you went, the million people there at Trump's speech, and you were a couple hundred thousand went down to the Capitol because he's going to speak there, and a few hundred broke in, while you're all terrorists. And he said that in the State of the Union, which he now calls a joint session or joint address. He said, if you are a terrorist, and being a white supremacist is a terrorist, we're going to arrest you. Well, now they can define anybody as a white supremacist and arrest you. And he said, you know, you don't have a right to free speech. That's yelling fire in a theater. Well, the theater's on fire. I better yell fire in it. And, of course, that's the decision that they used in World War I to arrest people that were against the draft. So this is very, very, very dangerous, ladies and gentlemen. And he's the head up the Judiciary Committee. He knows all this, and he's actually quoted the World War I case that was used to start rounding up thousands of people. So they mean business. This just went up on Infowars.com. I told you this was coming yesterday. Nobody else was talking about it. I wish everybody was. Tucker Carlson got it and covered it last night. He said, they're coming after you. They told you, being white inherently is bad. DOJ actively considering domestic terrorism law to target white supremacists. That's why they tell you Antifa doesn't exist, but white supremacism is just an epidemic. That's why everybody's a white supremacist. On Wednesday night, President Joe Biden told Congress that white supremacy is terrorism. After claiming the U.S. intelligence considers it the most lethal terrorism threat to our homeland today. That's a quote. Hours earlier, House Intelligence Committee Representative Adam Schiff and the rest of the Chinese spies on his committee, like Swalwell, the center on the stage for the narrative by telling MSNBC's Noel Wallace that the predominant part of the domestic threat is white nationalist. We know we're not globalist. We can't ignore that because of a politically sensitivity that some of the folks are part of the Trump base. And they go on to say the FBI, the CIA, the intelligence agencies are going to disrupt us. That's when you send the Green Berets in to kill people. That's what that means. So it's all here. It's all being announced. It's all being done. It is the twilight of our republic. It is a dictatorship being set up. So let's tackle that first, Norm Pattis, and then we'll get into the so-called inoculations. It's one thing to say conscientious objection, medical exemption, because a lot of people can't take vaccines, or religious exemption. It's against my religion, you know, like Orthodox Jews. It's in Leviticus. Do not mix your seed. You know, don't have a man, have sex with your wife, whatever. It's all there. But they're saying, oh, no. We are now the state coming in annihilating your First Amendment, though it says Congress shall make no law respecting an established religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. So every Rubicon's being marched over. Everything is being imploded. And just as a constitutional lawyer, one of the top ones in the country, and a criminal lawyer, what the hell do you make of all of this?
I've said it before on your show. I've said it elsewhere. The Constitution is not chiseled in granite. It's really a silly putty doctrine. It can be stretched by those in power to cover a multitude of sins. And right now it's being stretched in ways that make the country unrecognizable to me and uninhabitable, I suspect, to many. So your discussion of white supremacism was, I thought, directly on point. You know, I've been accused by others of being a racist because I don't believe, for example, in providing reparations to people of color, because I don't think that there should be reverse discrimination.
You don't believe that we should teach elementary school students they're bad because they're white?
No, absolutely not. I think that's an outrageous suggestion. If I had kids in school, I'd pull them from school or start suing school administrators. I mean, the fact of the matter is people are people. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, red, black, white, or brown. And when we demonize one class of people, we do so to valorize the others. And I'm not going to sit back and live in a country in which I become suspect because of the color of my skin. Now, as I was listening to you talk about Biden, I thought of the counterintelligence pro, COINTELPRO operations in the 1960s and 70s, where it was discovered that the FBI and other intelligence agencies had infiltrated the civil rights movement and infiltrated the left. The result was the Church Commission and a series of other commissions that placed substantive limits on what intelligence agencies could do in surveilling internal dissent. We shouldn't be seduced into thinking that because we're white, we ain't right. And you don't win an argument by manipulating definitions. Do you agree, Norm, that you're a racist? Well, no. Well, that's because you're a racist.
This is a classic Marxist ideology, a rearguard action where the globalists taking the country over. What needs to be done? We need to strip the funding of universities and schools that do this. We need laws passed that block it, as some states are doing. I mean, but this is so poisonous. I mean, what about anti-terrorism laws that waive the Constitution for, quote, Al-Qaeda now to be used against Trump supporters. I mean, this is next level.
It is. And, you know, I mean, as a litigator, I mean, all I can say is that, you know, the courts are still open and you can continue to raise these claims in court. And you ought to raise these claims in court. Point to areas where the law has been stretched to the breaking point and say to a judge, do you really mean this? Because what you're saying is absolute gibberish and it makes no sense.
And remember, and so, they tried to expel Ted Cruz, saying he orchestrated the attack on the Capitol. That's preposterous. They want total power.
The attack on the Capitol is one of the most overrated events in American history. Yes, it was disturbing. Some folks turned to violence and things got out of hand. But the votes were counted the very day they were supposed to be counted, the Electoral College votes. And there were arrests and there will be some convictions. But to suggest, as Biden did in his speech the other night, that this was the most dangerous moment in American history in several centuries is ridiculous. People aren't watching the signs. You know, John Locke talked about government as the creation of consent, and that people entered into government to accomplish their to preserve their natural rights. And he said there come points in republics where things reach the breaking point and people make an appeal to heaven. You know, it's okay. You know, you protest, you react, perhaps you revolt if you find your government becoming intolerable.
Well, and exactly. Declaration of Independence. I mean, if the feds order gun confiscation and start a civil war, it's people's right and duty to organize and defend themselves. And so it'll be about who has the better military force at that point, and then they'll write the history books. And I think the left has already made that decision. They're involved in an offensive war to start a civil war they believe will win. Let's shift gears. Calling this an inoculation, I believe, is the wrong way to go, but I understand you have to go through the law on that. But explain the lawsuits that are going on. This is really, to me, about an experimental drug or gene therapy, a Frankenshot, that they are trying to deploy against the public in a hysterical stampede. But at least you are fighting back. You filed a lawsuit there in Connecticut. It's got international national news where you guys are saying, no, the religious exemption should stand. Tell us about that.
Thomas Jefferson said the fundamental and most inalienable right of all was the freedom of religion, the freedom to worship as you please. You know, we find ourselves in a universe we didn't create, and we make our peace with it on the best possible terms that we can. That means we educate our children, we educate ourselves, and we select values. Religious values have been regarded as fundamental in this country, and one of the reasons that we have government is to protect the people's rights to express those values. Connecticut, with five other states recently, took a direct shot at religious freedom by saying to parents that you no longer have the ability to say no to vaccinations. If you say no to vaccinations, you cannot educate your children in a public school or a parochial school in Connecticut. And the result is many parents have lost the ability to say, look, I don't want a vaccination that was developed in part using cells derived from aborted fetuses. I don't want that vaccination in my child's body. Because
that's like a woman saying, I don't want a man to tackle me in a parking lot and rape me and put semen into my vagina. Except this is Bill Gates's concoction with dead baby parts they want to rape us with. It's outrageous.
It is, and plenty of parents are hopping mad about it in Connecticut. So we filed suit. We're intending to get it filed today. We wanted to get it filed yesterday. There were some wrinkles. There always are. But we intend to have the suit into court today, basically saying you're abridging the First Amendment right of parents to express their religious beliefs. You're depriving them of public benefits on account of their religious beliefs. And what's more, you are discriminating against people who have religious beliefs.
It's an outrageous power grab, and it's rape. And again, under the statute they're calling it a vaccine, they're shoehorning in genetic modification that was never approved anywhere under vaccines now for liability protection.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Welcome back. Final segment of this hour. Norm Pattis is here with us. He's a very smart criminal lawyer, one of the top criminal lawyers in the country, one of the top constitutional lawyers, First Amendment lawyers. He's up there. That's documented. But I'm going to get him on the horn with Dr. Francis Boyle, who wrote the U.S. Biological Weapons Law and who also was a top U.N. war crimes prosecutor and helped write the World Treaty on Bioweapons and Chemical Weapons. He came on in February, March, and April of last year and laid out everything about Wuhan, Fauci, what the virus really is, gain of function, and how the vaccine would actually be what would start killing people. Well, now it's all come out, and he knows how he's the guy that got him to stop the anthrax shots twice in the U.S. military that killed over 20,000 people. Okay, and he knows how to go at him, not from the fact that it's a vaccine, but that it's actually a gene therapy illegal drug that they are putting in under the 1986 Liability Protection Act that Reagan, who I liked Reagan, but that was a bad thing Reagan let happen, to give vaccine makers. So back then there was like 6 or 7 vaccines they wanted you to have. Now it's 50 plus because they have protection. And now they can mandate it and make you take it, basically. Well, now, how do we get gene therapy we can't ever get legalized that kills so many animals in trials? We'll just put it in the general public and call it a vaccine. This is incredible. The biggest power grab ever by Big Pharma. And you got Fauci creating policy. You got Fauci at the NIH. Fauci running the Wuhan lab. It's all coming out. So I think if we get, because Boyle was on like 2 months ago, and he's like, they're coming with the vaccines. This is how you refuse, and this is the document you can post to InfoWars, and here's my phone number. People want to just randomly call me. He's a big professor. You know, he's got the Harvard PhD that only one guy gets a year. Kissinger trained him. I've got to get him with Norm Pass, these other lawyers, so that we can go at this. It's great to file and say religious exemption, First Amendment, Trump's your BS. Totally reasonable. I believe that Norm's right to sue on that. But we need other suits because this is new what's happening of them shoehorning genetic engineering, totally different system in. I mean, if I injected you with cyanide and called it a vaccine, would I get liability protection? If I injected you with, I mean, this is a mutagenic system. So I didn't get you on to preach at you, Norm. I'm just really pissed about this. You're taking action. You're a man of action. We salute you. But I got to get you with Dr. Boyle, who's on with us tomorrow. We're going to tape to air. It'll air at 4 o'clock tomorrow. I'm going to send it to you. I'm going to get you his number because I think you guys teaming up is going to be huge. I'm going to stop ranting, but give me your take on what I just said.
I don't know enough about it to have an intelligent take. What you're telling me is that significant portions of what has been sold in the name of public health is actually a pretext for something else and has implicit dangers that we're not being warned about. If that is in fact true, that's an outrageous violation of trust. Look, we have laws in the United States that says a person is free to refuse medical treatment unless and in order to accept it, they must give informed consent. Now, I took the vaccine. I got double shots of Pfizer. Nobody warned me about any gene therapy or anything like that. So as far as I knew, I was taking a vaccine that was tested under exigent circumstances to meet an emergency. I think I'm all right. Maybe I'll be here tomorrow. Maybe I won't. But what you're telling me is basically pay better attention to what's going on. And I'm ashamed to say I haven't.
Let's be clear. You're a marathon runner. I saw you eating a salad during the break. You're a healthy guy, and it varies with people. But, yes, it manipulates the ribosomes and then programs your cell, does all sorts of things. It's extremely dangerous. So are the other ones. So are the virus vector vaccines of JJ and AstraZeneca. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I cut you off. I apologize. I want to know more, Alex. I mean, you know, I was stunned in researching why – our clients wanted to file a lawsuit regarding the elimination of the religious exemption for vaccines. I was stunned to learn about the role of replicated fetal tissue from aborted fetuses in developing the vaccine. My clients regard abortion as murder, as the intentional taking of another human life. And their position is, look, as part of my religious convictions, I don't want to be putting things into my body that are the result of murder or the result of what is a moral crime if it's not a crime recognized by the state.
Well, not to mention the huge history of secret testing, all of this. I mean, think about Tuskegee experiment.
Yeah. Well, that was a chilling example. For decades, men were injected with syphilis and then not treated and followed to see what the natural course of syphilis would look like as it ran through the human body.
And that was done to black folks. That was done to black folks. Let me play a clip of CNN spokeswoman saying that you only get your freedom once you take your shot. Sounds like being held hostage. Here it is.
When we can reduce the level of infection in the community, increase vaccination rates, that's when at some point, hopefully soon, but at some point, we can relax the restrictions. I don't know if that works for many Americans. For many people, it probably does work to say, yes, we're in this together. It's patriotic. We're doing this together. But I think a lot of people are thinking kind of selfishly, thinking what's in it for me. And they're not willing to wait until this elusive herd immunity. If we can tell those individuals who otherwise would not get vaccinated, if we say to them, the moment of freedom for you is when you get vaccinated, when you reach the 2-week mark. These are people who otherwise might not be vaccinated. So let's give them that incentive.
Oh, being held hostage. So first it's 15 days to cut the curve, then it's just 2 months of mask, then it's just a year, now it's 2 years. Now CNN says permanently mask, permanently over. Klaus Schwab at Davos said you will never have jobs where people are in close proximity again. So this is a cult of death, period, ladies and gentlemen, from a Planned Parenthood lady. This is all eugenics. It's all depopulation. Norm Pattis?
Absolutely terrifying to hear a person under cloak of public authority say that you can earn your freedom, but first you must submit your body to my custody, my dominion, and my control. We have limited government in this country for a reason. You know, science, let's be real about what science is. Science is instrumental reason. If you want to make something, you want to do something, you turn to science and technology to learn how to make it or do it and do it better. But it does, science does not, you can say you love science, that you love gadgets, that you love wizardry, but you don't love wisdom if you love science.
Well,
science,
and we don't love the men and the dictators and Xi Jinping that run it that say submit to science. People said, hey, we don't want babies being used for genetic engineering, and yeah. Psaki said, it's science. Well, hey, if somebody walks up to her and shoots her in the head and blows her head off, it's science of how a gun works. I don't want her to get killed. Is it okay because it's science? No, it's not.
Science doesn't set the ends of life. Our faith and our beliefs and our ideals do. And we've never been in this country in a situation where we yielded to government the right to tell us how to live. We have limited government to make possible our lives together. Now, can we have a meaningful and reasonable debate about public health in the United States? Absolutely. But you've got to be honest with me. You've got to be transparent. You've got to tell me what it is you propose to do to me and what the risk is.
Absolutely. That's what Boyle says. So you already know all this, obviously. But Boyle points out, because it's experimental, you have to go beyond that and show them everything, the actual insert. It has to all be read. It has to be signed off on if it's experimental. That's why they can't make the military even take it, because it's experimental, and the law is you can't do that. Norman, 60 seconds. Great job with the lawsuit. What's the process? How long is this going to take as they try to forcibly inoculate everybody in Connecticut? Because as Connecticut goes, so goes the rest of the nation.
We'll file hopefully this afternoon. I thought we were going to be in yesterday in federal court, and then there'll be motions. I'm sure the state will file a motion to dismiss. There'll be briefing. There'll probably be a judicial decision on the preliminary merits of the suit within 4 months. We will follow up next week with a suit in state court raising state constitutional claims. That process will take 4 to 6 months. So keep an eye on Connecticut. We intend to frame the federal issue in such a way as to get it before the United States Supreme Court if we can. We think the right to religious freedom is fundamental. We think limited government is fundamental. They're on a collision course right now. And in the name of religious belief and individual freedom, we mean to trim the sails of government.
All right, pattisblog.com to your own show. We love you. Take care. Okay, I've got a medical doctor coming on who's been exposing this stuff for almost a year. She's been on with us once before. We'll tell you about her when she joins us. And I got this huge stack of incredible information. I mean, wow, the majority of people in the hospital with COVID had the COVID shot. They're sick from the COVID shot. That's top doctors. This is all coming out. It is insane. Separately, ladies and gentlemen, you are the ones that keep us on air, like gravity keeps us on the ground. When you buy products, we stay on air. When you don't, we are screwed, blued, and tattooed. Plus, these are great products you need. I'm running the sale on Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula until Tuesday morning, because we got a limited supply. It's the highest level curcuminoid, 95% for your joints, for your immune system, for your joint support, flexibility support, anti-inflammatory. People love it. They get the great results. It has 4.9 stars, 97% reviews. It is back in stock. It's going to go back to regular price on Tuesday. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Vaso beets, so good for your heart, your liver. The concentrate of beets that has all these trace elements and things. I'm not even sure why it does it, but it creates nitrous oxide in the blood. That's so good for the body. That's InfoWarsStore.com. It's 50% off as well. I'll be able to extend the sale on that a week at the body's ends. We also have Winter Sun still discounted, about to sell out, really close to selling out, but more is coming in soon. The Vitamin Mineral Fusion, all the vitamins, all the minerals you need, and the amino acids, all the essentials, great for adults, children, old, young, everybody needs it. InfoWarsStore.com. That discount's going to have to end very soon. It's going to be sold out, period. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. And we got all the great T-shirts, in-game the film, being sold as low as $3.95 and so much more. Thanks for keeping us on air. Hour number three, straight ahead.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.